Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Today's Friday, so it's our day for prayer and reflection. We use a structure to help us pray, but this week in particular, we're going to do something a little different. I really want you to pray about that chart that you wrote down yesterday in your challenge. I asked you to divide a paper in four, to write in your worries, your guilts, your unfinished business, and then in the fourth column to write down who you are and who you're meant to be, and to see the disconnects between them. So I'd encourage you to use our usual structure. I will guide you through it, but to keep that chart in mind as we do. So I'll invite you to take a moment now just to prepare yourself to talk to God. Nothing special you have to do, just take a moment to kind of focus your thoughts on God. While we start our prayer in adoration, just addressing our prayer to God, the God who created us for work and for rest, the God who created us to be free from slavery to those things. But now we do need to confess that we have disconnected who we were created to be, that freedom. We've disconnected that from who we really are today. We've become slaves to work. We've become slaves to our worry, to our guilt, and to our dissatisfaction. So we can maybe think through that list of disconnects that we found between the first three columns and the fourth, and just offer those up to God. Just admit them. Well, now in Thanksgiving, we can thank God that He hasn't abandoned us, that column four, who we were created to be, who we know God meant us to be and wants us to be, isn't just a distant memory, but it's something that God is actively working to restore, to redeem in our lives. So let's thank God that He is still working in and through and for us and giving us freedom once again from those things we've become enslaved to. And then finally, we ask God for help, to help us turn to Him alone for our identity, to look to that fourth column, not to those first three, as we seek to really discover who we are at our core. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for following along this week. We've been talking about inner structures of rest, and so next week we'll talk about outer structures for rest. Hope you've had a good one. Saturday, make sure you take some rest. It's what we're talking about, so make sure it's not just something we talk about, but something we do in whatever way fits properly in your life. And then Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community, like the one we're starting in Ajax this fall with some special events, to show us that we're not alone in using Redeem the Commute, but we're part of a larger community of people, even in the midst of a busy lifestyle, learning what it means to follow Jesus. So make sure you check our website and app, social media channels, whatever way you like to connect with Redeem the Commute to see what's happening. We'll have some great events. We'll have a great time. I hope to meet you there. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday for our last week in this series. Bye for now.